This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. UNC Chapel Hill sophomore Delaney Robinson said she was raped by UNC football player Alan Artis in February. In a news conference yesterday, she also accused the university of mishandling her rape allegations. Since law enforcement officials had not pursued an arrest, Delaney swore out misdemeanor warrants yesterday. Those warrants were served this morning, and Alan Artis was released on a $5,000 unsecured bond. In yesterday's news conference, Delaney and her lawyer described what happened when she reported the incident to UNC's Department of Public Safety and the UNC Title IX office. She says the administration failed to properly respond to her reports.
I did everything a rape victim is supposed to do. I reported it. I allowed the rape kit to be taken. I gave a statement. I cooperated with law enforcement and with the Title IX office. But 6 months later, the university has done nothing.
WUNC education reporter Jess Clark was at the news conference and joins me now to talk about the case. Welcome back, Jess.
Thanks, Frank.
Let's talk about the latest in this news. The allegations were brought 6 months ago. The arrest was made only this morning. Tell us about that, the warrants and the arrest.
Right. So Artis has been charged now with two misdemeanors, including assault on a female and sexual battery. He was served this morning, and the way that those warrants were sworn is kind of this unusual thing called a self-sworn warrant. It's only legal in a handful of states. You go before a magistrate, you make your case for the arrest, and it's up to the magistrate to sign the warrant. You kind of bypass law enforcement. You can only do this for misdemeanor charges, not felonies. And the reason that Robinson and her attorney did this is because the Orange County District Attorney's Office and the Department of Public Safety say they don't have enough evidence to get a felony rape conviction at this point and not enough to bring charges.
All right. So tell us more about the original allegations that Delaney Robinson made. Tell us what she says happened to her.
So Robinson says last Valentine's Day, she was a freshman at UNC Chapel Hill. She went out to a fraternity party. She came back to campus, and she was raped in a campus dorm by UNC football player Alan Artis. Alan Artis was a sophomore at the time. He's a linebacker for UNC football. And she says after the rape occurred, she went to UNC hospitals where she allowed nurses to take a rape kit. Then she contacted the UNC Department of Public Safety. These are campus police. Police came to the hospital. She gave them a statement, told them what happened as best she could remember. And she says there a nurse told the DPS officer that her vaginal injuries were consistent with blunt force trauma. She allowed photos to be taken of bruises to her neck and body.
All right. And so at yesterday's news conference, both Delaney and her lawyer described, again, those steps that they took, the fact that the nurse reported injuries consistent with rape to the police. Does her lawyer think the case went wrong?
Well, they say it started off immediately with the line of questioning from the DPS officers. They say that the DPS officers treated her like a suspect. They say that they concocted a number of theories why she might be lying. They suggested that she was mad she didn't get his phone number after consensual sex and decided to accuse him of rape. And she says the line of questioning was inappropriate. They asked her what she was wearing, how much she had had to drink, how many men she had slept with in the past. Questions she felt suggested that she bore some type of responsibility.
Delaney Robinson's father, Stacy Robinson, also spoke at the news conference and addressed just that.
For more than 6 months, we have waited for the man that raped my daughter to be held accountable. We have had to endure delays, red tape, and bureaucracy by both the UNC Department of Public Safety and the Title IX office while the university ignored its own guidelines. We have watched with dismay as the UNC Department of Public Safety and the Title IX office spent far more time investigating my daughter than her rapist.
That's Stacy Robinson, the father of UNC sophomore Delaney Robinson, held a news conference yesterday detailing how UNC Chapel Hill, in her mind, mishandled her rape allegations. And I'm talking with education reporter Jess Clark. So on the one hand, we talk about how she feels she was treated like a suspect. The other side of this is what happened when authorities brought in the suspect in this case.
Right. And that's where Robinson is saying that side of the investigation was also botched. She at some point during the process, she and her attorney were allowed to see a video of the interrogation of Ellen Artis. They weren't allowed to make a copy or get a transcript, but they took notes, and they say that during the interrogation in the video, the DPS officer questioned Artis with his best friend and a key witness at the time, and that they appeared to comfort Artis.
Let's listen to what she says about what she saw in that video interrogation.
My humiliation turned to rage when I watched the recorded interview of my rapist by DPS investigators. Rather than accusing him of anything, the investigators spoke to him in a tone of camaraderie. They provided reassurances to him when he became upset. They even laughed with him when he told them how many girls' phone numbers he had managed to get on the same night that he raped me. They told him, "Don't sweat it. Just keep on living your life and keep on playing football."
That is UNC Chapel Hill sophomore Delaney Robinson talking at a news conference yesterday about how, in her mind, the UNC has handled her rape allegations. I'm talking with WUNC education reporter Jess Clark. We've asked for the university to provide a spokesman. They've declined. Jess, what has the university said?
Well, it's important to remember that the university, so there are two investigations that are going on here. There's the criminal investigation that DPS is conducting, and then there's also the university's Title IX investigation. And the university says it can't comment on that Title IX investigation because of federal privacy law, so they've kind of declined to comment on that. Football coach Larry Fedora has issued a statement saying he's aware of the misdemeanor charges and that he's taking the matter seriously. A team spokesman says that Artis has been indefinitely suspended from the team because of a university policy under which players with misdemeanors have to be suspended.
All right. So the university is implicated in this. Part of Delaney Robinson's charges is that the university didn't take this seriously. Also, the Orange County District Attorney, she says, has, in her mind, closed the investigation. Orange County District Attorney James Woodall has made several statements about the case, including about the criminal case and whether or not it has been closed.
You only need probable cause to bring a charge, but they didn't feel they had sufficient evidence to secure a conviction in this case. They have shared the evidence with us. They have shared their concerns about the case with us, and we don't disagree with that. There is still some evidence outstanding, and they are still investigating. So they can come back to us with that when they have additional evidence.
All right, that's Orange County District Attorney James Woodall talking yesterday about UNC Chapel Hill student Delaney Robinson's accusations of mishandling her rape case 6 months ago. Still evidence outstanding. Do we know what that evidence is?
We don't know exactly what that evidence is. I talked to the DA yesterday. He wouldn't tell me exactly, but we know from, well, we've heard from Robinson and her attorney that that the DA's told them that they're waiting on a toxicology report, and that would be the blood draw that was taken from the rape kit when Delaney went in, and that they're waiting to find out what her blood alcohol content was at the time that the rape kit was taken.
And there, what's the relevance of her blood alcohol in a rape allegation?
Well, it's not really clear. The DA said that, you know, they want all of the evidence they could possibly want. In campus policy in North Carolina law, rape can be carried out by incapacitation. So it's possible that they may be wanting to prove that she was, in fact, incapacitated. But it is not clear why they would want to know her BAC.
And any indication when that might have been? Again, this was drawn 6 months ago. So, I mean, is there any indication that there might be, that attorneys might ask for an expedited return of this evidence?
Well, the attorneys have been asking for an expedited return of this evidence for several months. We don't really know when the toxicology report should come back.
So what's next in this case?
Artis is scheduled to appear in court. And there are some questions about whether Robinson will file a Title IX complaint with the federal government. That would be the second Title IX complaint dealing with how the university deals with allegations of sexual assault. The university overhauled its sexual assault policies 2 years ago in response to a 2013 Title IX complaint alleging that the university mishandled sexual assault cases for years. So this would be the second, if they do bring it, this would be the second Title IX case against the university.
All right, Jess, good to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
WNC education reporter Jess Clark. You can find out more about this case and her reporting at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, we're going to talk about ethics and how we make decisions about big ethical questions. New York Times ethicist Anthony Appiah will be here, and we're going to take your calls at 877-962-9862. If you have an ethical question, give us a call at that number on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.